Hello everyone, this is Lady Adnor with three short stories from Wambi. Where are the children? Dear Diary, I don't know why, but it didn't occur to me at first. Perhaps it's the general air of gloom that hangs over Kingsport. Then again, it might have been the distraction caused by being unceremoniously torn from my normal world into what I can only assume is some kind of alternate dimension. Regardless, I have just realized this morning that there are no children. I've seen adults. I've seen cats. I've even seen chickens wandering unconstrained about the marketplace. But no children. I tried asking a couple of the locals, but was unable to get a straight answer. I have not pursued the question further for fear of antagonizing them, but I plan to investigate. I have heard strange sounds coming from the sewer. Perhaps the answer lies there. Cats. Dear Diary, I love the sea. In my idle moments, I would often sit by the docks in Kingsport and gaze at the horizon. As a result, I was the first to notice the cats. Now, you may think that the presence of cats near ships, especially fishing vessels, is no surprise, and normally you would be right. Only, there are no ships. None have arrived for quite some time, and the cats that used to dwell on the docks have long since migrated to the various basements and sewers where mice and rats have taken up residence. At first, there was only one cat, Jet Black. Then it was joined by another, also black. And finally today I saw three black cats milling about the wharf. It is entirely possible, of course, that this is nothing to be concerned about, except that these cats are indistinguishable. I mean, they're absolutely identical in every way. The thing that really raised my hackles, however, was when I noticed that one of the cats had two tails. As I watched in horrified fascination, what I thought was one cat separated into two identical cats. I no longer spend time by the docks. I believe the place is cursed, and I worry for the future. Something bad is coming. I just know it. Malevolent forces. Dear Diary, my delight at finally acquiring my own home in Kingsport has been tempered recently by the discovery of a mysterious, incomprehensible entity that is dogging my every footstep. I first noticed it when I attempted to arrange some books on my bookshelf. They refused to stand up. Then, while carrying a remarkably oversized potato to the kitchen, I found that the carpet was following me. I tried to escape it by climbing the ladder to the roof, but was unable to do so. Something inexplicable was preventing me from making the ascent. Next, I resorted to lighting candles. Lots of candles, in the hopes of purging the forces of darkness. As I did so, however, I found my movements becoming more and more sluggish, until eventually I could barely move at all. Tomorrow I shall seek advice on how to free my home of these malevolent forces.
Background music, Curious Critters by Matthew Pablo at www.matthewpablo.com. Echoes from the Caverns is brought to you by Lord Baldrith, Asclepius, and Sir Style Teckle. Do you have a piece that you'd like us to read? Please contact us at lordbaldrith@thecaverns.net, asclepius@thecaverns.net, or style@thecaverns.net.